Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. Welcome to the show. It's 9 o'clock. It's 9 p.m. here in, where am I at? Yeah, Waukegan, Illinois. Chicago suburb. That's right. Represent. Hey, give me a call, 347-884-8125. If something's bothering you, you know, let's talk about it here. And, you know, whatever we say here, it stays here. Oh, I lied. It's actually a podcast. Whatever you say here will podcast all over the place. We're going to be talking about news and stuff. You know, stuff like that matters most. Like, you know, funny stuff. We're going to talk, maybe we'll talk about some sports if you're lucky. The Ultimate Fighter actually is coming on. I want to talk about that. It's coming at 10 o'clock. What's going on right now is 9 o'clock, and then they will replay that at 10. So I'm going to catch that right at 10 o'clock. So you know, if you're watching it right now, you know, you get a call in and just spoiling me, I'm not going to like that. So I'm going to play some music later on too with by the Soapbox Project. No, never heard that lately. Well, you'll hear that today, tonight. So we're going to be talking about some weird news also. You know, I've always covered that weird news. You know, I mean, who else is going to cover that but your host, you know? I don't know, some weird stuff. We're going to be talking about that. Also, I want to touch up on the movie, you know, this, the whole, you know, 2012 end of the world thing. I want to talk about that. Plus, we're going to talk about the White House, the real reason White House is attacking Fox News and all that stuff. I'm going to kind of explain that to you, why it's doing that if you're out there, you know, listening and say, why is it White House attacking Fox News? And why is it Fox News doing all this propaganda stuff? You know, because I was, like, driving home from work today, and I was listening to one of the liberal radio thing, and that's all they talked about. They said, oh, I'm never going to watch Fox News. You're never going to catch me watch Fox News and watch this propaganda stuff, you know. They don't realize that's what, you know, the White House wants you to do, actually. You know, I mean, both sides is doing a propaganda thing. I believe that Fox News is in their own propaganda to tell the truth. That's just my opinion. You know, I mean, don't shoot me for it, don't hate me for it, but that's just my opinion. We're gonna be talking about it. Call in today 347-884-8125. You can join me in the chat room. I'm gonna open that right now. Gee, I'm failing on that one. And I'm going to get to Winston's Pitch real quick on the air right now. He's coming out. Winston, straight from Mississippi. All the way from Mississippi, from the pipelines.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. All the way out here in the pipelines.
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 Yeah, there we go. Hey, well, hey, did you see me on the Ken Pettigrew show last night?
Yeah, I did.
You did? Good. Did you
yeah.
hear what I had to say and stuff like that? Did you hear me say anything?
Yeah.
Oh, you hear my comments? Okay. Well, that's pretty
cool. Good.
Yeah, so what's new with Winston, man? What you got? What's bothering you?
Not really much. I was watching, I think I posted on Facebook, everybody, Glenn Beck. You know how Fox News is getting bashed by the White House? And this guy is amazing. He comes back with that darn right, you know, furious, I guess you would call it, you know. And Glenn Beck,
mm-hmm.
you need to watch it. You can go to my profile and watch it. You'll see it's the only Glenn Beck thing there on YouTube. And, I mean, wow. You just got to watch it.
Yeah,
really
well, yeah, I think I've seen that one. You know, I liked how he laid it out. You know, how it was like he's taking you step by steps on a lot of things on, you know, as far as, like, the economies and the war and stuff like that. I like that, you know. I mean, he has his own, you know, that's, you know, he's a very opinionative person.
He's funny, too. my goodness.
Yeah, he's funny. I like that. I like that red phone. I like that red phone in there. He's waiting for you know, White House call. And he always he always have a guy in there waiting for that just in case. You know, sometimes he'll make comments about it and he'll just look over there and he will say something. Hey, are you gonna call me now? What?
Yeah, you'll call now.
Are you gonna call now? I guess not.
Yeah. Have you seen the video?
Yeah, I think so. I think I've seen that video.
The one we're talking about, GE and MSNBC.
Oh yeah,
you know?
There you go.
That's
That's
funny. I can't remember the news station. I don't know. Whatever. It was funny.
See, the funny thing though is right after I believe I was watching that on Fox News. Not Glenn Beck. I'm sorry. O'Reilly, Bill O'Reilly. He was kind of, you know, touching up on that kind of stuff and how media matters tied up with GE and how GE is tied up with MSNBC, and that's why they're helping Barack Obama and stuff like that and all that you know, green stuff. And anyway, so right after O'Reilly said that and went into a commercial, and actually GE commercial went on. That just kind of made me laugh. I'm like, oh, here goes GE. Innovations of the future. Dun-dun. so it's all propaganda, you know, I mean, on both sides. I mean, and that's what when people will say, you know, just like I said earlier, that on the way to work, I was listening, just flipping it through a radio station, and then stumble upon the one of liberal talk radio, you know, and they talk about, like, how Fox News are just, like, filthy, and Glenn Beck is just like, I don't know, like, you know, having a jihad war with the president and all that stuff. I'm like, oh my god, you know, this. And that was Air America. You know how, like, Air America went bankrupt because no one would listen to them anyway. You know, and then there's some guy. What do you call that? Some guy from California. I believe that called in to that show. I can't remember the show. I don't know what this guy's name is, but so there was a guy called from California saying that, oh yeah, you know, they're trying to indoctrinate you with all this stuff. All they play is like Fox News out on the mountain, and you can't get any station but nothing but Fox News, and you can get any extension but Rush Limbaugh. And I'm like, first of all, you know, you have the rights to turn it off and not listen to that, you know, if you don't want to listen to it.
Yeah, seriously.
You know what I mean? And it's just now it's just like, you know, a lot of, especially around here, you know, the, you know, very liberal, you know, city, and especially at work, you know, I have to, like, deal with this stuff, and I'm like, yeah, you know, that, you know, that they get what's coming from for them, and yada yada, and you know Fox News is gonna get shut down. And I'm like, yeah that's what they win for if they so anyway, let's get Don tidying over here. I think it's on another line. Hey Don, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
I am pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Are you asking me, or are you asking Winston?
Well, I was asking you, but how is Winston today? How was school?
Oh, it was just unbelievable. No, I'm just kidding.
yeah, unbelievable.
It was same old, you know.
Yeah.
It's just...
Hey, Don, what do you think about this? Real quick, in a comment on, you know, NBC, NBC, what am I saying? Fox News being attacked by, you know, the Obama administration, especially with this Rahm Emanuel guy.
Well, I think that, you know, they should be, I don't know, I was just reading something today that said that, you know, why is it that he wanted to be all public about everything, you know, Obama, and he was televised a lot and stuff like that. But now all of a sudden, so many people oppose the Obama health care plan, you know, and now they're doing it in secret. They're not, like, letting people know what's going on. So,
right.
I mean, like, you know, what's
going
on in the dark will come to manifest, and hopefully God will have mercy on us, and people will open their eyes before it's too late.
Right, and speaking of secret, I read on in the news, I believe, on the blog. I was reading a blog, actually, that Obama secretly met up with a, left-wing medias like MSNBC, you know, all that.
Yeah.
You know, and they had a meeting or something like that. So, not so secret anymore. I mean, I think that's what they're trying to do is he knows that everything is falling. I mean, he can't win in Afghanistan, you know. I mean, if he pull out, you know, they lose. I mean, if you put 40,000 troops in there, you know, a lot of his fan base is not going to like that. So, and I think he's trying to get, you know, rally the left wing's media to, you know, let's say, what's the next step when it comes to Fox News? How can we, they're probably, you know, making up, you know, agenda as we speak. Well, or not, they probably already did, but, you know, how to counterattack the Fox News. Actually, you know, what they've been trying to do is they're working on to prevent stories, you know, like born out of Fox News crossing over into the, you know, more widely viewed media. You know, just like most Americans, you know, still haven't heard of Van Jones, you know, for example. And, you know, the strategy is not all about containment. Now, you know, the Van Jones stories, you know, now, you know, the czars and all that stuff, you know, he started hiring all his czars without going through, like, Senate, Congress, you know, and letting, you know, checking their background. Now it's like, you know, Fox News is shining lights on him, you know, and everything like that. That's what they're trying to eliminate some of that things, especially with that, what's the latest one, Acorn, you know, with the Acorn stuff.
Yeah.
Man, you know, that's what I have to say about that. But speaking of left-wing media thing, MSNBC, you guys, I don't know if you watched that. I just caught it on YouTube. The actually, there was an anchor. I don't know if it was an anchor. Her name was Contessa Brewer. You know, one of the anchor there. Well, she actually apologized for mixing up, civil rights activist Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, you know. Well, Jesse Jackson was supposed to appear in there, and then she introduced him as a Reverend Al Sharpton. It was a slip up.
Goodness.
Yeah. And then during his segment I think they were talking about homelessness or something like that. And after the introduction, you know, Jackson kind of stared at the camera, and he's like, and it was like, I'm Reverend Jesse Jackson, and then the lady kind of explained her script that, you know, that she was confused that, you know, that she was introduced to Reverend F. Sharpton rather than what's his name, Jackson. So, you know, and she apologized.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of funny and, you know, amusing.
Yeah, yeah.
How could you? Well, they both about, you know, they both civil rights activists. I mean, they have, you know, I mean, they're not like strikingly similar. You know what I mean? They have just Reverend Sharpness that has, you know, skinny face and, you know, mustache and stuff like that. But anyway, I thought it was funny. I thought that was gonna bring those up, but. So can you, what about you, Don? Can you tell the difference between Reverend Jesse Jackson and Reverend Al Sharpton? By the way, those reverends, you know, does not own or does not have a church, actually. So I just want to make that. No church. Okay, anyway. No congregation either, but they have followers. But anyway, are you going to be able to tell who's Reverend Jesse Jackson and who's Reverend Al Sharpton, Don?
Well, I've heard the names before. I couldn't recognize. I don't think I would really recognize them if I met them, you know. But if I see them and they're labeled such and such, the latter one, the L. Sharpton, I don't even think I know what he looks like. Maybe he's white. Maybe he's brown. I don't know.
Yeah, they're both black. They're both black activists, civil rights activists.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Winston? Do you know who's Reverend Al Sharpton? The difference between them?
Yeah, well, I don't know what any way you can mix them up, you know.
Because they're all the same. Yeah.
Ain't one shorter than the other?
I don't know. I've never seen them, like, really, you know, standing up, especially, you know, not to mention side to side or next to each other, you know. I've seen him, like, always, like, sitting down, you know, getting interviewed, you know, getting their spiff or their rhetoric out there, trying to say, you know. So anyway, but we'll put that to rest. So again, if you guys want to call in today, you know, if you want to call in my show, the number is 347-884-8125. That is the number you should call. Winston, when's your next next show?
Tomorrow, we're having a exclusive. We're having producer and director Jack Marino on the show, producer of Forgotten Heroes. That'd be tomorrow at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio and also on five other sites. So that's, you know, real good.
Ooh, real good. That is right. What about you, Don? What's new with you?
My sister had a baby, went to visit her yesterday, went to take her some today, went to see her today. And so that's pretty much trying to get back into the exercise routine. My husband had hooked up the treadmill, so that's nice because we're getting settled. We have cable, internet, and phone now, so that's nice. And, you know, but we, you know, we have a place to stay for right now, but as we're moving, the Lord wanted us to move to another state. Then we just have somewhere to stay for a couple months, so we have to find another place. So kind of like we're settled, but we also know that we have to move forward, you know, in a couple months. So that's about all that's new over here.
Oh, that's it. That's nothing new, and, you know.
Also, we're waiting for our house to sell, so... You know, so that's nice. Well, not nice, but at least we're waiting. So we're looking forward to it selling, you know. So if anybody's looking in
you.
Dell's area, you know, there's a house, three-bedroom house, two city lots for sale. So it's the
thriftlever.com.
That's about
it.
How about with you? How about with you? What's new with you?
Yes.
Are you asking me, or are you who are you asking?
You. But I also was new with Winston, too.
All right. If you're asking me, I mean, you know, you can't just say you. We are on the phone right now. I can't see your finger pointing, you know, to whoever. So please say names and stuff. So let's move on real quick. Actually, I want to talk about this. I read this on the news about male college bands. Actually, this is, you know... They banned cross-dressing, you know. That's on a male college. Yeah, cross-dressing, actually. This is a lot of people are like, what? Why are you banning the cross-dressers? Anyway, this is in Atlanta, Georgia. They actually banned a wearing of women's clothing, you know, even makeup, high heels, you know, purses is. Actually, it's part of a new they're doing a crackdown on the on what the institution's called inappropriate attire, which it is. You know, I mean, if you go to any like liberal, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm okay. Any liberal college, you know, you'll see a lot of this. I mean, you know, it's a male college thing. I'm happy that the. That they're doing this, so they're doing a no dress wearing. It's actually part of the larger dress code, and they've actually launched that I think a couple of weeks ago. It's over at Morehouse College. I don't know if you know that. And then they call it an appropriate attire policy. You know, the question, here's my question, Don, is that what do you think of the school's new dress code for that? Is it, you know, give it a thumbs down or thumbs up?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. All right. Do you think other colleges, like all male colleges, all women colleges, should follow this policy or should implement their own policy about dress code?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. What about you, Winston? What do you think? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
I totally agree because, I mean, you know, that's just not acceptable, especially at a male college. You know, and I like to point out one more thing. And if you cross dress, and I'm not have nothing against people like this, I don't, you know, I only ever think of them, you know, but you're not a male if you cross dress, okay?
Right.
I just wanted to make sure, you know, Because most normal males, I don't put, you know, women's shoes on and run around looking myself in the mirror.
And also, yeah. What also they call the policy would cover actually wearing hats inside of buildings, and also also pajamas in public, you know, do-rags, so actually sagging pants, you know, down to your ankles, and sunglasses in class, and walking, and actually ban the walking barefooted on campus.
That's good, too. Well, that's good, too.
Yeah. Well,
it's good fashion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like that. I mean, it kind of gives them the, you know, the standard when it comes to, dress attire. You know what I mean? You know, a conservative dress attire. Because there's, you know, most, like, high school nowadays, you're going to see, they don't have that. They don't implement that, especially public schools, you know. The majority of them. I mean, you'll see kids, like, you know, wearing, like, they just got out of prison. You know what I mean? They just, like, they're wearing, like, pants all the way down to their behind, and you know, it's inappropriate, and it's almost like indecent exposure, you know, in public. But get this though, even though, I mean, the ban on cross dressing actually has brought national attention to the small historical African American college. The dress wearing ban is aimed at a small part of the private college, and actually, there's like 2,700 member. Student body, they said. And this is where they have a guy, Dr. William Bynum, is the president of the student services, and actually caught, you know, I mean, you got to see, you're probably going to be seeing that, like, maybe the ACLU is going to be jumping in there, and like, wow, you should, you know, where's the freedom on that, wearing it, they should be able to wear this, if they're gay, and if they're a cross-dresser, they should be able to wear it, you know, rah, 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 rah. I can't even talk now.
Yeah,
like that. So, and then you know, I mean, again, and the question is, you know, are they and the liberal and also you know, other colleges out there that they're willing to, you know, implement this policy? I think they should, and that is just my opinion. You know what I mean? So we're gonna be going into in a little bit over here. I don't know if you guys want to put your thinking cap on. We're gonna be going into the 2012. You know, there's a lot of talk about, and there's a lot of stipulation. You know, like stuff like they're talking about prophecies now, and you know, oracles from around the world. And it all seems to be, they all seem to be pointing to December 21st. Actually, they say December 21st, 2012, as the doomsday. I don't have the echo on my thing. Hey, do you have echo in your whatever thing that you use for your radio show, Winston?
I don't think so. Why? I'm getting echo?
I like echo. No. I'm saying this. I like, you know, I like to have, like, echo when I have to, like, say, doomsday, doomsday, doomsday.
I can arrange that.
Oh, the mic. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's probably one. I'm going to get one of those.
Here,
a microphone,
me, wait a minute.
Right?
Let me. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me just 1 minute.
Right.
Okay. Try it now.
Am I echoing? 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 No, that's just me.
Echoing?
No, I can't hear anything right now.
Here comes the echo.
Oh, the echo. Hey, the regular thing has played. All right. Oh, we need to keep going over here. Here's what we're going to be, here's what I'm going to do. I think Winston just hang up here, or we might have lost him. But anyway, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and play music in this, so we can take a break here, because I need to take a cup of water, you know, or water in here, somewhere around here. But, listen to the Soapbox Project, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk about that 2012. I know we're gonna need at least 20 minutes on that to be talking that, and actually Winston. Hey, what happened to you, Winston?
I have no idea. I just went out. I was trying to put it on echo. I was trying to figure out how to do an echo, and it just went out. So I have no idea.
Yeah. So what you need to do is put your thinking cap on, and especially in a biblical terms, you know, we're going to be talking about what it says in the Bible about 2012, and I'm going to play music real quick, and this is So we'll take a break for about 3 minutes, and then we'll come back. Okay, does that sound good with you guys? And
all
this
that,
is the Soapbox Project. We're gonna be playing. I'm gonna be playing the Soapbox Project here, and it's called. What is it called? Oh, Holy Man by Soapbox Project. So stay tuned on the Fernando Poniente Show.
Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now.
Whew. Man, that was very refreshing. Love the water, love the water. This is Fernando. Welcome to, it's about 31 minutes into the hour on the Fernando Poniente Show here on blocktalkradio.com. Call the number 347-884-8125 if you want to call. Otherwise, you know, just listen, sit tight. We're here to entertain you. Let's get back people on the line here. Let's get Winston, the smart as always, from straight from Mississippi Pipelines. Welcome aboard, Winston.
What's that?
And that's right. Don, straight from the basement, here is Don Poniente. What's going on, Don? What you have?
Regarding the topic you were asking about?
No, not yet. I'm just saying what's going on. Let's start. I'm going to start, okay? Here we go. This is what they say. This is what the one everyone's like all that, you know, the Notre Dame and all that stuff going on online. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. The prophecies of and oracles from around the world that and all of this is all seem to point to December 21st, you know, 2012 as doomsday. Let me explain that the ancient Mayan actual calendar, you know, the medieval prediction of Merlin, what do you call that? And a book of Revelation and the Chinese oracle of the I Ching all point to the specific date, you know, the 2012 December 21st, and that seemed to be this the end. They said it's end of civilization. A new technology called the Webbot Project. I don't know if you get to hear of that. Have you guys heard
of that?
The Webbot Project. It actually makes massive scans of the internet as a means of forecasting the future, and has turned up the same dreaded date, 2012. Look at that. Skeptics, though, you know, they point out to a long history of failed doomsday. There's so many of them, man. You know, like the Y2K and all that stuff. But get this, but many oracles of doom throughout history have disturbingly accurate track record. That's what they said. And then, you know, here's what, you know, I thought, you know, I want to talk about this. I also try to give a biblical response to this, you know, as well, because it also mentions in the Bible what it says about the doomsdays and all that. So, real quick, what is going to happen? Here's what says what's going to happen on the 21st of December in 2012. There's a common belief that according to the Mayan calendar, that's quote unquote, the end of the world would happen in December 21st, you know, 2012. The calendar is actually a system of distinct calendars and almanacs used by the Mayan civilization or the Maya civilization, and then also is this is pre-Columbian. What they call the Mesoamerica. You know, this is before the, you know, Spanish and the Conquistadores, you know, way before that. and by some modern Mayan communities in Highland Guatemala, it's like this is up in the mountains and all that stuff, you know. The calendars, he said it could be synchronized and interlocked in complex ways that they cannot understand. I don't know, they seem to be, they're the only one who understands this, but their combination giving rise to actually rise to further more extensive cycles of, you know, this calendars and life. So the essentials of the Maya calendric system are based upon a system which has been in common use throughout the region. You know, dating back to at least the 6th century, BC. And it also shares many aspects with calendars employed by other earlier Mesoamerican civilization. You know, this is, I don't know if you guys noted the Zapotec and the Olmec. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And all that. You know, there's like the Aztecs way back, the Indians and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So this is that's what's going to happen. It's like, it's going to end in December 24th, boom, like, you know, earthquake, whatever, it's going to happen. And the Webbot Project, it's a reference into shows like the PR blurb, you know, the quoted above. You know, that above the, what do you call that? Let's move on. So this is the calendar that actually, there's a lot of followers actually following this stuff. And they actually believe that now, you know, there's a lot of people that's like saving, you know, what do you call that? Saving, not money, but, you know, they're building shelters and stuff for 2012 and actually. So what do you think? I mean, do you... I don't know, you two. I know that you two don't believe in that, but let me go with you real quick, Don. 2012. What is the why do people believe in it?
Because they want to know, like they because perhaps many of the prophecies that were supposed to have been prophesied by this guy came true. So they're like, oh no, you know, it's gonna. But really, in reality, those people, they're like, I don't know, it's really strange because some people are looking forward to doomsday and some people are like really scared, will probably be really scared of it, you know. But I don't believe that that's, but you didn't ask me for my reason why yet. But yeah, so that's why
do
I
you,
think that.
Yeah. So I know that you do not believe it. Give me a reason why.
Well, I was thinking about that when you first brought it up, and it's pretty clear. Nobody knows when the world is going to end. And therefore, if anybody claims that they know when the world is going to end, they're lying. Because whether they think they're lying or not, because God said, Jesus said that the hour will come when people least expect it, when people are saying peace and safety to each other. That's when it's going to come. So
all right,
we always have to be watching and waiting.
Right. Winston, I'm going to ask you the same thing. What do you think people believe in, and why is this such a like a movement or a new thing? For you know, I mean, they even made a movie out of it, and you know, books after books, and they're making money out of this, and people actually follow this, and people believe in it. You know, why? Why do people believe
in
it?
Well, one thing you have to think about: who predicted this? And
Nostradamus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you know anything about Nostradamus, Nostradamus is a very intelligent guy that predicted a lot of things that happened and has happened to this day. World Trade Center's collapsing, being hit by terrorists. He predicted that. He predicted the Roman Empire would fall. He predicted Israel coming back to coming back in 1942. I think it was.
Yep.
So, and he has things that are hasn't happened yet, and End of the World is one of them. He predicted to happen on 2012. But see, the only problem is with that, he didn't pick a date. He didn't pick a specific date. He predicted 2012. Now, see, that's when we start getting into, you know, the people that say, well, we're just going to put something in here. We're going to put something in here just to make everybody, you know. Exactly. So that's why he had a reputation of being correct. Not saying he's going to be correct this time, and my personal belief, he's not going to be correct, you know, because, you know, for one thing, not to be, you know, I guess, no, I don't mean to say this in a bad way, but too religious, but I believe it's part of the devil's work. The devil's work is doing this because if people know that, oh, if this happened in 2012, I have plenty of time to get saved.
Right? Or the other things, like, hey, it's going to happen in 2012, I might as well do some bad things now.
Yeah, might as well do it now in 2012, December, I get saved.
Yeah, 2012, you can't do that. You can't do that anymore because of things. Yeah, here's the take. Yeah, and speaking of the devil and the demons, in my next show on Friday, I want to talk about more of that, more demons and devils and how real, you know, they are and how, especially like vampires and stuff like that. We're going to scare the poof out of people, you know. So back to the subject there, you know, this is my take on why do people believe in it, okay? People believe in it because, they say that whatever it predicted in the past has come to pass. You know, with that predicted with the Notre Dame and all that, you know, and again, you have to realize that actually Notre Dame predicted so many things that did not come true. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, and also, people have come up with a few scientific discoveries that, what they said is scientific discovery, quote unquote. Actually, they want to prove the fact that there will be a big disaster, you know. They don't know what it is. It's just, oh, it's going to be a big disaster. Now, some has even tried to interpret the book of Revelation, you know, the book, the Bible, the Revelation. They're trying to copy that and what's going to happen. You know, like in the end, the raptures and all that stuff. And they all, you know, they all come to some conclusion that December 21st, 2012 would be the last day of the world. And, you know, there's been a few have come up with their own ideas, you know, to support all that, all this stuff. There was an author, hold on a second here, some author that said, tried to quote many things which Jesus said in the Bible and took few things from different places. That's what, you know, that's what she said, you know, and it said,
yeah.
And see, but the fallacy there is that she said that one place, you know, that she quoted saying something about, but today, this is quote, but today is the day I declare I am the one who have to save the humanity, end quote. You can find all these websites, I mean, on her website, I don't know, you can probably search her, I think it's Mataji, M-A-T-A-J-I, and then the last name is Nirmal Devi, N-I-R-M-A-L. D-E-V-E. Wow, it sounds like a devil without L. So, yeah, it's like
yeah.
Nirmal Devi. Yeah, devil without an L. So, I mean, I'm sure in the coming days, many more will come, and many of them will really, you know, come to all this, you know, all this, what do you call it? All this, you know, what Notre Dame did, you know, this prophecies and you know, a lot of those are going to be, you know, they're like to take that out of the Bible, out of the, you know, Revelations, whether it be Genesis,
exactly.
Whether it be Moses or something like that. You know, it's very strikingly similar to it. So the thing is here, and also this is that's why a lot of people believe in it, is because, quote unquote, they say there's signs behind it. You know, with this our internet and then the signs actually just says behind it. Well,
wait.
You know,
one thing I have to say about this is the internet. Really?
Yeah.
The internet. Okay. Two
mm-hmm.
things here. If you don't think about the internet, what is the internet?
It's a way of communication.
Can you define it? I'm not asking you that. Testing your knowledge. Can you define the internet?
Can you define the internet?
Yeah. Can you define it?
Right. I can define that in so many things. Like how, you know, it's an information superhighway. You know, like fast and connect communications and stuff like that. I mean,
all the internet is really a bunch of codes.
Right.
That's all it is. And if you, I mean, you know, what do you think an embed code is? The internet. That's why you embed it. Exactly. And the whole internet is basically codes. That's all it is. And how can we base off? How can we put something that is? This is we're getting the the mental part of it, emotional part of it. How can we take something that is basically made up in our mind, basically, and
mm-hmm.
put it to our own life? That doesn't make no sense. You know that. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know. How can you do that? That is, you know. How can you compare the internet to our lives and say, well, we can use this to to predict our lives and where we're going in the future? No, you can't. Our lives are too complex, more complex than the internet will ever be.
It all boils down. And this is the thing is like with this year theory about this to 2012. It all boils down to again the the difference between the evolution and creation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That the science and theology and all that, the study about God, you know, this and there always been a conflict between that. And the starting with the, you know, yeah, this one, the idea of evolution.
Yeah.
But the Bible clearly, you know, yeah, exactly, the idea of it. The Bible clearly speaks about creation. And then it has nothing about Big Bang Theory. And now they're talking about 2012. And that has nothing to do with rapture and nothing and evolution. They just want to like end it. That's it. We're just here for, you know, goodbye. We're leaving now. We're dead. There's nothing on the other side.
That kind of when you think about it, though, just for one second, let's just say we believe in this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that kind of just scare the living crap out of you?
Well, yeah.
I was sitting here thinking about it, and I sent chills up my spine. I'm not lying. It's scary that we know when we're going to die. I mean, you know, I never wanted to know when I'm going to die. I might know how I die, but not, you know, when I was going to die, you know.
Right, yeah. I mean, yeah, actually, people, like I said, people believe in this. They even have, you can even download stuff like, you know, like countdown to 2012, December 20th.
Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah, I just went to a site. Let me get that for you. I posted the chat room. Let me get in there. Let me find it first. I just went, countdown timer. Would you look at there? Well, no, I typed it in. Let me see how many seconds we got left. Okay, wait a minute. Let's see here. Let me go down. Well, I'll be darned if they didn't false advertise this site. They don't even have a timer on here.
No, they don't. They just, you can look around. I think what you, you can do, you can go to widgetbox.com. And
yeah,
you
yeah,
able, yeah. You should be able to find something in there that, that you know, somewhat. But
timer in here.
No,
how many days? How many we got left? How much we got left?
I don't know. Like maybe like millions of hours
okay.
Or something like that.
Okay, here we go.
No,
here we go.
Let's see what we got here.
Okay, let's just, okay. Countdown to extinction on the National Geographic. Wow.
On a National Geographic site?
Exactly. Die.
Oh, wow.
Only over.
Oh, wow.
Stuff, they're messing with stuff that don't even be messing with this point.
Yeah.
So, now,
you know,
go ahead.
As much as, like, a lot of people, there's a lot of, you know, people saying that there's a science behind this, there are more people to, you know, I mean, people are so gullible nowadays when it comes
yeah.
to things like this, you know. Again, between the evolution and creation. And you know, and it all boils down to that. It all boils down to, like, what like you said earlier, the devil's work. Now, what's the response from the we got about 10 minutes here, so we're going to keep going here. What's the response from a biblical perspective that Don had mentioned, you know? I can say this, though, that we cannot be sure of this particular date. That December 21st, 2012 is a sure thing, you know? But
exactly.
Things which are mentioned as will happen. As many of the things are found in the Bible, actually, in Revelation and all that. Whatever is happening in the world simply proves that the Bible account is clear. You know, that's just proof in that. It's just, you know, that's what I keep telling people about when they talk about, like, especially at work, when they talk about 2012, and it's, how do you know? It's like, how do you know? Look at the Bible.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and they brush it off. They say, oh, Bible, you know. There are actually many signs mentioned in the Bible that I tell them, like an end time signs, like, in, you know, the raptures and all that. You know, if I've
yeah.
seen, you can. I mean, we can see most of the things happening right now, you know, around the world here. So from a biblical perspective, we cannot be sure of the, you know, we can't really be sure of the dates of, you know, the earth will be destroyed as God's judgment. We just can see that with the signs, you know, with the
yeah.
revelations, you know. Now, what do you think, I'm going to ask you this, Winston, what does the Bible say about the end times?
Well, Revelation simply says that, you know, if you're not going to be able to predict it. And there's going to be a couple signs now. Don't get me wrong. You know, there are going to be signs. And it clearly says, you know, mm-hmm. you will, and Jesus, you'll know when it's coming. I'm not saying that you can predict it, but you
mm-hmm.
can start feeling that, you know, that when people start killing each other in a fashion, you know, over religion, as it's happening today. Just walk, go across the Middle East over there and see if you don't come upon that very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a scary thought that that's happening today. You know.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, Don, what do you think about the Bible says about, what do you say about the end times, and what do you have to say? Hello? Are you there, Don?
Hello.
Hello. Yes, I can hear you. Yes. They got to be swift now that the Bible. What does about? What do you say in your own interpretations about the Bible says about the end times?
Well, I believe that the earth is going to be destroyed by fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do believe. As for the rapture, I know that that's sometimes people not sure if it's going to happen, you know,
mm-hmm.
before or after the other tribulations, like the you know, the horses that come
mm-hmm.
with the different things. And
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So, and then there's going to be before the end of the world, there's going to be an increase in earthquakes and
right.
and famines and things like that. So,
right.
you know, when
that's
you look,
good.
You know, so yeah. And
yeah.
also, in end times, there's going to be people that says, look, here's Jesus. Why don't you go there? And we're supposed to, you know, as Christians, we're supposed to beware of that. Because if they say that he's in Jerusalem, we have to go worship him there. Otherwise, we're not saved. If they say
mm-hmm.
that, we can't
right.
believe them because we'll see him, like, from everybody will see him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make... Are you
go
sure?
ahead, Mr.
Okay. I wanted to make one more thing, you know, speaking about the end of times in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing I wanted to mention about, you know, the Antichrist. One thing we must
right.
be aware of. One thing we must be aware of. It can be, listen, I'm not saying you're the Antichrist, Fernando, but let's just say you come walking up to somebody and they said, I'm Jesus, you know, and, you know, but people start believing that, oh, we found Jesus, we found Jesus. Well, then guess what? You have just fallen in the hands of the devil because that is the Antichrist. The,
right.
the Antichrist is going to make people believe that he's Jesus.
Right,
and then,
exactly.
And then guess what? You won't, and there might be some guy that's poor, sitting in New York City, has over change, and that's going to be Jesus Christ. And you will not see him, I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
And
no,
it is it's a reality that's going to come true one day.
Well, let me plug this into it, and we'll end this, and let me plug this in real quick. I'm going to talk to the listeners, whoever's listening to this, and whoever's going to be listening to this in the future. And here we go. And here's my thoughts on that end of times. And let me walk you through it in here. That's, you like that? All right.
That's
what the Bible says about the 10 times. Now, dear friend, here, listen up. You might be a little bit confused if you're not aware of the message of the Bible, okay? Let me give you a small idea about what the Bible teaches about human beings and how can a person get salvation, because this is what it's all about. You know, there's a lot of people asking, so how can you get saved? You know, 2000, if it, let's say, you know, 2012 is, you know, it's bound to happen. Is inevitable, and you know it's here. It's going to be here. So you know they worry about their salvation. Well, you know, and now let me back up a little bit. In the beginning of God, you know, in the beginning God created the heavens and earth. Now the Bible says that God created earth in 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested. That's why we have 7 days a week. Hello. After he created everything, he also created man. You know, Adam, and then Eve. Now it says that God created man in his own image. You may wonder why human beings are so different from all other animals out there. Not even monkeys, not even, hippos and all that stuff. All that, what's so-called evolution, all that. Man was created in the image of God. Simple. Now after the God also created woman, you know, like I said, Eve, as a companion for Adam. Now so, in God's creation, man had a special place. Now, God placed them in a garden called Eden. You know, fast forwards a little bit, ate the apple and all that stuff. All right, now, the two things, we'll have to go, you know, one out of a two place, okay? Heaven or hell. Okay, Jesus said whoever will receive him will go to heaven, and whoever rejects him will go to hell. Simple, flat out, for eternal condemnation. When God created this world, he created it that man will lead a good life. But we can see how sinful, you know, how sinful the man has become on earth. We hear on same-sex marriages, prostitutions, abortions, people without shame ready to show their nakedness in the media, internet, films promoting ideas which are against the law of nature, you know, like
yeah.
pornographic and all that stuff, taking hold of people killing each other, etc. We hear of reports that the wife killed husband to live with her lover, et cetera. I don't need to mention all of that, but we can very well understand that man's moral standards have gone down, and the world was created a beautiful place by God. Has been polluted in every manner. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah all over again. We see that due to the things that which man did, and the environment has also got affected. We also know that diseases like AIDS, whose origin is in the sinful action of man. It was always been God's plan that man should have one wife and they should remain loyal to each other. You know, but we all know what's happening all around the world. You know, we see it on TV, internet, and all that stuff, and they promote evil practices and swap wife, you know, wife swapping, all that stuff. You know, the couple engaging in all kind of condemnation to God, you know. All the things, like I said, is abominable in the sight of God. And due to all this, we see that Bible predicts a judgment on the earth from God. Now, here we go. We're coming for a landing. The only way to save yourself from this eternal condemnation is to receive Jesus as your Savior and lead a life which is pleasing to God. Basic steps here to receive Jesus. Number one, accept that you are the sinner and you need God. I don't care how you say you never killed, you know, not a murderer. If you lie, if you lust, you're a sinner, you know, in God's standard. I'm sorry to say that. Now, number two, believe that Jesus died for your sin and rose again. Number three, confess Jesus as Lord of your life. And this, you can read the Bible to know more about God and all that stuff. So understand the things we're supposed to do. Also attend, be a good Christians and follow Christ's footsteps. So this world awaits the judgment from God, whether it be the 2012 or whatnot. But, you know, the whole question is, are we prepared to face it when it comes? And that's what all it comes down to. And if you know that you're going to be saved and you know that you have God with you, you should not be afraid. You fear. You know fear when you know Jesus. And that, my friend, it's Fernando Poniente. We have 3 minutes. Was that all right? Did I say all that? Did I cover it, Winston?
That was beautiful.
Did I cover that, Dawn? Do you have anything to add to that?
Yes, you should definitely read the Bible and see what Lord has to say about being baptized in His name,
mm-hmm.
in Jesus' name, and also receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, you know, and
right.
So I pray about that. And I personally believe the gift of the Holy Ghost based on the book of Acts as evident in speaking in tongues. And some people it happens often, some people just once in their lifetime, you know.
Right.
I have a comment, though. Can I make a quick
Go
comment?
Ahead.
Take like a minute.
Go right ahead.
Okay. You know, for you mentioned pornography, and I just want to let the, you know, listeners know and remind people that even ourselves, you know, that every man is tempted with the same thing. But if you're ever tempted to, like, look at pornography, think about this. That woman is somebody's daughter. And God created that woman in His image. And what would God think about you looking at somebody else like that you're not married to? So. I just wanted to...
Exactly.
Exactly. Fair enough. Now, we're going to cut this to the end. Winston, let me give you the last word.
Do not believe in this 2012 crap. I might do a show on this. I'm going to do some research. Thank you. I'm gonna do a show on this. It's gonna be probably if it is, it's gonna be next year. And they no wait. Yeah, I'm gonna do it next year. I'm gonna wait to New Year's Eve. I'm gonna do New Year's Eve. Yeah, I'm gonna do it New Year's Eve. And I'm gonna do it live. I'm gonna do it live at home. We're gonna talk about 2012. I'm gonna research it. We're gonna get down to the scientific facts and false. Or if there is any scientific facts, we're gonna get down to it. So that's probably going to be in New Year's Eve. I'm going to set that up. I'm going to go ahead and set that up.
All right.
Good.
That is good. Now, Don, you got about 10 seconds.
All right. May God bless you with understanding about what the show is about, people.
All right. Yeah, catch me. This is Fernando Poniente. Wait, we say goodnight to Winston. We say goodnight to Dawn. And this is Fernando Poniente on the Fernando Poniente Show. Catch me Friday on the... 9 p.m., I believe. No, it's 10 p.m. Ah, silly me. Central Standard Time. I'm going off. I'm going to bed. I'm signing off. Peace. This is Fernando. Adios.